Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When the hit song Baby Love by the Supremes came out in October of 1964, it was an immediate hit and went on to become one of the most popular songs of the 20th century. One of the secrets to its success is Mary Wilson, founding member of the legendary Motown group, who died yesterday in Henderson, Nevada, at the age of 76. The Supremes were trailblazers, the most successful Motown group, and with 12 number one singles, one of the most successful American acts to date. And even though Wilson lived in Nevada, Detroit was always her home, says Ken Coleman, a Detroit historian and author. He's a reporter at the Michigan Advance, and he joins us now to talk about Wilson's legacy. Ken, welcome to the show.
Good day.
Yes, there are two ties that Mary Wilson will forever be linked: her founding of the Supremes and her presence in Detroit. She had a deep connection to the city, didn't she?
She did. Mary Wilson was often back to her hometown. We had a connection with Mary in a lot of ways, like we had a connection with Aretha Franklin. They were just what we call good people and everyday people. And even though Mary toured the world, you know, had a career that was, you know, spanned more than 50 years, if you saw her downtown in a restaurant or bistro, she was approachable.
Some people often think of Diana Ross as the main member of the Supremes, but Wilson played a very prominent role. As I mentioned, before the Supremes, they were the Premets, and Wilson was a founding member. And her enduring presence throughout the decades really sticks with me because she's always been around. I mean, she's a part of pop culture. What highlights stand out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she is obviously the longest tenured, it was the longest tenured member for the Supremes. And many people know the 1960s music, but she continued to record. She was often on tour. I can remember in recent years, very active on Twitter. In fact, she was tweeting up a storm last week. So she stayed very active.
You know, as we get older, 76 years old somehow seems so young, but you say one consolation is that Mary Wilson lived a full life. How will you remember her?
I'll remember her as a Motown artist, Detroit royalty, who always kept a connection with the city and her people. When she came to town and did a slew of interviews, I was a young reporter and interviewed her in the mid-90s, and you know, she could have had heirs. But she talked to me like she was my aunt and I was her nephew. And that was cool.
Ken Coleman is a historian and author who focuses on African-American life in Detroit. He's also a reporter at the Michigan Advance. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate it.
And Ken reminded us that the Supremes' hit single Stop in the Name of Love was released this week in 1965, February 8th to be exact, which was yesterday, the same day that Mary Wilson passed away. Founding member of the Supremes, Mary Wilson, dead at 76.